Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Ops CFFA call today on the 30th of April. On the call today, we have Jim Galvin, Olivier Coupin-Leblanc, Mikey O'Connor, and for Mike and staff, we have Patrick Jones, Julie Hedlund, and Christina Nordstrom. Apologies from Bart Boswinkel and Jörg Schweiger. And I haven't heard from Mark. I don't know if you have.
No, I haven't either.
Okay, so that's it.
All right, thanks, Christina, and welcome all. We're sort of getting to the part of this process where there aren't a whole lot of process decisions to make. It's mostly just checking to make sure that we're sort of on the flight path to land in Prague with what we need to get there. So I think these meetings may start getting a bit shorter, but we'll see. Anyway, what's on the agenda at the moment is this milestones page that I think we'll just check in on every week. And then I pulled the report over into Word and published that, and I just want to whiz through that with you guys real quick and then maybe start doing a little Prague meeting planning. And then anything else. Is there anything else on people's minds that they want to talk about today? Okay. Looking at these milestones, I'm feeling like we're sort of on the glide path. The report outline is across into Word, and I think from now on into the final, we'll just edit it in Word. It's pretty rough right now, but if you go through that draft, there are lots of notes as to things to do, and none of them seem overwhelmingly hard, so I'm not feeling undue panic about that. I think the question I wanted to put to you all was, on the call on Thursday, we started talking about the clumping, and I think I have a pretty good picture of what people want to do there. And right during that conversation, Rosella came up with an idea that I thought was pretty cool, and I wanted to explore that with you, at least the way I heard what she was saying, and it was hard for me to hear. Her connection was not clear for me, and so I think I've got it right, but I think what she was saying was that when we clump them, we should also combine and make lists of each of the sort of risk model components. So, for example, if we clumped two or three things together, then we would also clump all the vulnerabilities together in one clump, and then publish that longer list of vulnerabilities with the clump, and do the same with all the other things, predisposing conditions, etc., etc. And I think that would help the presumably sub-teams that go out after Prague to explore the clumps in more details. It would help those sub-teams sort of structure their work. So I was going to take a stab at that, but I wanted to check with you all before I did it because I may have totally misunderstood what Rosella was saying, and I wanted to just check with those of you that were on the call and see if I've got that more or less right. And then if I do, I'll go ahead and take a stab at that for the call on Thursday. Is that what other people heard? I'm not hearing anybody howl, so I'm going to presume that that's right. Did anybody else have a chance to take a look? I apologize for publishing the draft so late, but it took longer for me to get that done than I thought. Did anybody have a chance to take a look at it yet? And if so, were there any things that just leaped out at you that need to get fixed right away? I need some expert word assistance. So somebody who's really good at using word. I'm having trouble with the outlining in it. And so, Julie, are you, like, really good at the outlining, deep outlining? Because this outline's about 6 layers deep, and the little formats only seem to understand outlining down to, like, level 4, and then I have to do it all by hand after that.
I can do it. It's it may do the same thing with me, but I'll give it a shot. I have to define it in a different way in the document. There's a way to define formats yourself, basically, to take control of it, which I could do.
Oh, that would be fantastic, because the format that came in came out of the mind map. And so you'll see that all of the outlining is done in MM something or other categories. And they work great until level 3 or 4. And then all of a sudden you get the numbering works fine, but it's treated in the outline as plain text. And so all of a sudden you lose the ability to move things around in the outline. And so I've gone through and fixed all that. But I had to fix it by hand. You know, I had to go into the outlining layer and actually change the level, because there's a difference between the style and the level in the outline. And that got to be pretty tedious after a while. So if there was a way to get a better... I'm in no way wedded to that MM 1 through 6 or 8 or whatever it is style. It's just what got pulled in. And so if we could get that into a style that behaved better, that would be really cool.
Yeah, I'm willing to take a shot at that.
Okay. Neato. Patrick is taking a look good. It's, you know, I think on a good path is fine for, you know, just to echo Patrick's point in the chat. There's plenty of room to shape this yet. And I think there's also something, if we take a look at the milestones, we're going to have to sort of invent preliminary answers to a lot of questions. You know, basically all of the things in the charter, actual level frequency, current efforts, the gaps, possible additions to the risk mitigation. I think all we're going to be able to do in this iteration is kind of come up with some very preliminary guesses. And so I think that's what we got to start working on in the group. Hey, Mark, welcome to the gang. No worries that you're a little late. We gave you all the action items.
Thanks, Mikey.
Yeah, we're just wrapping up.
Okay.
And I think the tricky bit is that as if you look down in the sort of middle part of those milestones, you know, we're doing pretty well in the middle section, but we're not, like I say, in the first section, in the goals for Prague, actual, you know, the actual preliminary conclusions. The DSSA is basically going to have to invent those over the next 2 to 4 weeks. And I just want to take your temperature on how comfortable you are with that. Because we could punt those and say, look, we the DSSA are not ready to opine on any of those questions just yet. And I'm comfortable going either way, and was curious sort of what your reactions were to either of those. Because, in fact, we won't have done the deep analysis that's really required to answer those four charter questions at this stage. We are, you know, basically ready to answer those. And we could either do that on a really preliminary basis and say, you know, we're going to refine and sharpen those conclusions in our subsequent analysis, or we could say, no, we're not ready to speak yet. And I'm just curious what people want to do.
So, Mike, I guess that the best, if we can just have the framework set up first, I think, and not go deep initially, and let's see how well it actually works out before we start going deep on something, or committing to go deep on something, rather.
Yeah, and what I was thinking I would do in the report, I'm starting to switch my attention from all the mind maps into the report. What I thought I would do in sort of the next pass through is build the clumps in the report with the scenarios clumped, and then do that consolidation of the attributes, you know, the vulnerabilities, blah, 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 and just make lists in the report for this pass.
I think that's totally reasonable.
Yeah. Okay, Olivier, go ahead.
Thanks, Mikey. It's Olivier. I just wonder if we're going to provide preliminary results, if that might not be a bit premature, and that the board will then take this as a done deal and lose interest in the actual the real results we're going to produce.
Oh, yeah, that's a good thought for sure. So that says to me. Actually, that's great, because that, I think, takes a lot of pressure off the calls. Because if we were actually going to come up with preliminary answers to those four questions, I think that it would really stress the group a lot. And I think it would stress us to get to a place where we were comfortable with those preliminary results. So I'm fine with the idea of saying, look, we've got a pretty elaborate structure that we've built and we're pretty comfortable with, and here's the dimensions of where we're going to go deep, but there are no answers to charter questions just yet. Except to the extent that I think the structure is going to start to provide some answers, but not direct answers to those four big questions. I think that's what I'm hearing everybody kind of agreeing to. And that certainly makes me a lot more comfortable in terms of running the calls, you know, because I think those calls could get pretty wild if we were actually going to try and come up with preliminary guesses to those four. So, good. That's very helpful. All right, well, I think that sort of takes care of the first two items on the agenda. I had that prog meeting planning in my head before I realized that Bart wasn't going to be on the call. Bart was sort of has always been my tennis partner in that conversation, so maybe we'll just defer that one till next week. I don't think we're under any stress on prog planning just yet.
Mikey, this is Julie. I could just note that I have an action item to get in touch with Diane on the board activities to see if there is any meeting or workshop scheduled for the DNS risk management working group like there was in Costa Rica.
Yeah.
Because we can then schedule around that. Patrick, have you heard anything about that?
Well, they're doing a meeting next Monday. I'll know more after that.
Okay. Well, good. And but Diane may know, too, so I'll check with her also.
Yeah. No, definitely start with Diane.
Okay. Cool. Thanks.
You know, and if Patrick and Julie, if there are other security meetings that are sort of framing up for that Thursday security lob. Are you guys aware of anything else?
There's the ESSAC public meeting, and we typically do that first thing in the morning, usually like 8 to 9 or 8:30 to 9:30. And I'd like to preserve that time if I could, because some ESSAC members, I think, maybe then taking off later in the day or in the evening. So that's something that I'd like to try to work around.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if we could figure out a way to land the plane so that Olivia can attend. Olivia, are you booked pretty much all morning after that early morning slot that...
Yeah, pretty much so. It's Olivia here. Let me just check the calendar, because we've got our wrap-up meeting, so I've got to chair that, and that takes usually 2.5 hours, and it's right bang. I think it's about 10 o'clock or 9:30. Let me just check. I'll come back to you in a second.
Okay. Well, I know that it'd be nice to know what time that meeting started, Olivia, because then, maybe what we could do is negotiate with the board risk kids and swap places with them so that we did the earlier slot. Anyway, I'd really like to... I think kind of my tendency is to say that preserving the security channel in the meeting plan should trump our individual schedules. I'd hate to consciously schedule our meeting on top of another security meeting. I think that's a huge missed opportunity for people who really want to go to them all. Because in a way, it worked out. I thought it worked great in Costa Rica because we sort of had two meetings to get people kind of warmed up, and they were almost like a way to bring more people into ours. Olivia's okay before 11. So Julie and Patrick, maybe we could go right after the ESSAC meeting.
Right. If I did ESSAC, say, from 8 to 9.
Yeah.
And then if we did 9 to 10:30 for
yeah.
us. Then...
Yeah.
So the only problem that I might see is if the SSR review team has a session on Thursday, it would probably, they've had a Thursday session since, Cartagena. And
yeah.
I don't know what their plans are yet.
But you're kind of in the driver's seat on that one, aren't you? Or is there somebody else?
Well, no. I think that's up to... Well, I'll check with Alejandro and see what their plans are. But I thought they were planning to have meetings with different stakeholder groups about their report and try to finalize the report in Prague. But I don't know if that means they're going to do an all-day meeting or a two-hour block to present their findings. I'll come back.
Yeah, what would be neat is if we could have a security day that started with ESSAC, then had us, then had the other two, whichever, board and SSRRT.
Thursday's a popular day.
Yeah, I know.
The problem isn't, too, it's tricky because I think we have to have our meeting requests in like by the end of this week. So that is, we have to reserve a slot one way or another. I was actually going to try to do my meetings request today, and I was going to go ahead and put in for ESSAC H9. I don't think anybody really wants that slot anyway. And I could go ahead and... let's send a note. I don't know if whether or not we can go ahead and do the 9 to 10:30, but I would say we should grab it. And recognizing that there's probably going to be some kind of conflict somewhere that we can't avoid just because it's going to be a train wreck of meetings on Thursday.
I think every day is a train wreck now. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, it is.
Well, you know, presumably if we get a request in, at least it's in the hopper. And if we can get one in that doesn't...
I say we go ahead and I would suggest taking the 9 to 10:30. I could let Christina know to put that in because she generally drives that particular...
Yeah, I could put that in.
Sorry, I didn't...
Hi, Julie. I can put in a request for that time. It's just, the CCNSO, we do have a few working groups going on at that point. So Bart will not be able to join the DSSA, and we won't be the CCNSO staff. But I don't know if it will work out anyway. Usually you don't need us anyway at...
Well, right, and we'll make sure I'll be there, and I think Glenn has been there now, too, so to make sure that the teleconferencing goes, so we'll make sure we have enough people there to cover.
Okay. So 9 to 10:30.
Yeah, and what would really be nice, he said, remembering last time, is if it could be in the same room so that I didn't have to duck out.
Right, and I'll coordinate that. I'll do what I did last time, which is I'll get in touch with Diane and say, look, if you guys are doing a group, you know, doing a work group meeting, here's when we've got our piece, you know, and I'll put a note in my request, and then she can put a note in her request and try to, you know, get us all in the same room.
Yeah, that would be perfect. Cool. All right, well, I think that may be the most important part of the Prague meeting right now, because I think actually structuring this meeting is going to be easier than most, because we're going to have a report to review, and so I think the agenda is pretty straightforward. We're going to be going through that report. Now, I guess the other thing to start thinking about for Prague is what, if anything, we want to do with our tour around the constituencies. And because one approach to this would be to say that the hour and a half meeting is really our primary and only meeting, and that we don't do updates because you know, we've got this major deliverable to go through. What, for those of you who are more closely aligned with constituencies, you know, I know that at least in the GNSO, every time I've done an update, it's been difficult to get their attention because they've always been deep into some other giant issue that's consumed all of the oxygen in the room for 2 hours, and they're exhausted and cranky and stuff like that. So I'm not sure that there's a lot of utility in updating the constituencies this time around, and I'm just curious what you think about that. You know, I mean, poor old Patrick was sick, and the GNSO was cranky, and, you know, it makes for complicated schedules, you know. When I was with the at-large, people were sort of slumped over their chairs because it was at the end of a really long day. So I think something to put in the hopper, at least to think about, maybe we can take this up again next time, is whether there's much utility in doing updates to the constituencies at all. I don't think we need to decide that today. Something to think about. Okay, that's kind of it for me. I feel like I've got course corrections on the report. I'm quite comfortable with where we're headed in terms of my next pass through the report, so I'll go ahead and do that, try to get it done by Thursday. And I think with that, we can wrap it up. So, Patrick, you're off the hook. You don't even have to leave early.
Oh, thanks.
All right. Christina, I think we can call it a day. Thanks all for joining the call, and we'll see you on Thursday.
Thanks, Mikey.
All right. Thanks, Mikey.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Mikey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.